Well, I tell you, just something about cars have kind of looked at transportation. And so I can really drive anything. When it comes to boating, though, oh, man, I wish you could see me out there on that thing. 57 feet of sleek fiberglass, making a sound that sets the whole Persian Gulf to cheering. Because I'm burning 50, 60 gallons an hour keeping that puppy on plane. Just listening to him saying... Blood, 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 blood. Yeah, man. The good ship Grease. Are you with me on this, buddy? Still there? He bailed out. That's all right. There's nothing like getting out there. You finally clear the last marker at the marina, and then you firewall that bad boy. Ah, yeah. This is all I need to hear. I mean, I know people talk about sailboating, but I mean, what other way can you boat? Got your arm around your baby, can of beer in your hand, the other hand lightly on the steering wheel, and you just flat getting it. Twin eyebrow props, churning a deadly froth behind you. Sun singeing your skin. Man, eh? Oh, yeah, listen to that. Look at that four barrel. Listen to that. Oh, that is nice. I remember one afternoon I was out. My funny little honey was busy, so I was just out cruising on my own. And I came to this little inlet, and I saw, look at that, a wedding taking place right there on the waterfront. How nice. What an idyllic setting. Getting married in the church by the jetty. I couldn't resist doing a little practical joking. So I backed her down to an idle, and then I ran up to the tuna tower. I blew the horn. I said, hey! Hey! Hey, yo! Well, everybody in the wedding party turned around when they heard the noise, and there I was, standing there. Well, everybody was appalled, and I said, I better get out of here. Woo-wee. I took off, man, I took off. Found me a new port of call before they could call the police on me. It had so turned me on, man. I decided I was up for a little bit of single man skiing, which I think is the gutsiest thing you can do on all of boating. Water skiing is not difficult. But when you're skiing and there's no one driving the boat, that puts a little more pressure on you. The way you single man ski is you grab the ski, you set the boat at about 30 miles an hour, and you find a long stretch of water where there's no turns. And then you climb over the transom, step onto the swim platform, you put the ski on, and then you grab the ski rope, and you let yourself into the churning froth. Hand over hand, you go back on that rope until you reach the handle. Now there's no one driving the boat, you're back there in your ski. Now tell me jumping the wake doesn't have new meaning to it, huh? I mean, you got $250,000 worth of boat out there. It's screaming through the water, and you're back there on a ski, knowing that if you fall, the boat goes on without you, and you are powerless to do anything but succumb to hypothermia. Sweet! I remember the first time I tried it, I got cocky. Well, I guess I'd had a couple of beers, and I'm going back, and I'm cutting that weight, feeling the exhilaration of freedom. But I don't know what it was, a piece of wood or something. I was like, whoa! Right in front of that wedding party. And I watched as the boat bore down on him. Everybody had just recovered from the horrible spectacle of seeing that hideous man pumping away. And now all of a sudden it was like headed right for him. I said, look out! Look out! That thing hit the shore, went right up underneath their gazebo, hit that wedding cake head on. It was like it. Well, when they sorted through the bodies, the official cause of death was peer pressure.
Getting your daily dose of grease. It helps to build strong funny bones. The grease
Stop
man
tickling
show.
The announcer.
Yeah, all right.